Simishin Aleph, Siv Gimel. We learned Aleph and Beis had to do with the mats and the padding. You have a couple of easy simanim, sifim, and then back to the lumdis. Okay, Shin Aleph, Siv Gimel. Beged Gadol, if you have a large garment, Uklayim Itzar Echad, and you have shatnis on one end of it. What does that mean? The beg is made of... What? Well, klaim is only mitzad echad, on one edge. You have a blanket that's klaim on one end, so you want to cover yourself with the other end. So what it says here is that beged gadol v'klaim mitzad echad, osa l'loishay. If you have a beged of shatnis, a beged, a large beged, and the shatnez on one end, you're not allowed to wear it, afilu mitzidai habez, even on the other end. Afapisha tzad shavaya klayim nigra gabi karka. Even though the shatnez is not on you, it's on the ground.
Now,
okay. If you look back at Reish Tzadik Tes of Beis, we have something that at first glance looks to be I'm a chaykes rishayim about this. Reish Tzadik Tes Beis. So machaykes the mechaber amo, which is the Rambam in the Rush. Ha'isa beged kulay tzemer gemalim ayarnavim ay canvas varg by chutzal tzemer mitzadzeh v'chutzal pishta mitzadzeh. Then we had a beged made of sharminim, got pishta on one side and tzemer on the other. Harizasim shum klayim. So the Mechabe held, it's a beged, we said that, Reb Chaim said it's a din in the beged. The beged has kalayim. The Ramah said, Yeshem Nishari Kai Gavna, Elim Kain Ora Chut Shel Tzemer, Eitzel Chut Shel Pishta. Okay, so in Reish Tzadik Tes of Beis, it was talking that it's made out of a neutral material, and you have on one side Semer, on one side Pishtin. So the Mechabe held it's a din in the whole beged. And Ramah held it's not, it's only a din where the shatnez is located. If they don't touch each other, it's not shatnez. In Siv Gimel we have now, Shinala Siv Gimel, it says beged gadol, b'klayim mitzad echad. So what's the case here? So it's very unclear. But Mendy suggests that here we mean the whole beged is semer. You have a woolen blanket, and you have a string of pishtan on one end. See, here there's no machlokes mechaber Ramah. Here everybody agrees that ava pishit sachubaya klayim nigra gabi karka. The whole thing is shatnez. In other words, when was the argument if it's made out of a neutral min and you have shatnez on ends of it? But where it's made out of tzemer and you have shatnez at the edge, that's simple. So what Mendy is saying is the Pisrei Tshuva Gimel is not the Yehuda. Chari makes the whole Siv Pashit. The Yehuda says in Pisrei Tshuva Gimel, Pisrei Tshuva at the bottom. I am B'Tshuva Sda Yehuda Tiyonis and Yedal Say, I'm sorry, Chelik Yerodeya Seif Simin Kuf Pei Vav, Shenestapek, the beged shall tzemer gemalim. If the beged is made out of a non-shatnez material, neutral material. V'yesh b'tzadech ha-klaim, Shenestchabesham, chut tzemer, Rechelim, b'chut pishtan. And on one end, you have shatnez, Yamrina, shekol ha-beged nasa klaim, osel eskasis b'tzad ha-sheni. Do you then say that the whole thing is shatnez? K'may beged shekulay tzemer ha-cholim, that is, if you would have a whole beged of wool, mitzarech chut pishtan. In other words, if it's all wool and there's pishtan on one end, certainly the whole thing is shatnez. Oy, shani hasim, several pishtan asurim zem zeh. Avot semer gemalim, meri nesa, rakhibu pishtan mitzemer asa, v'loi kol ha-beged. So the Noyim Yehuda says, if the beged is made out of wool and it's got linen on one end, then certainly the whole thing is shatnez. When the beged is made out of a neutral material and it has shatnez on one end, the question is if the whole beged is shatnez. And he says, because of the Dasa Rambam Le'el Reis, the excessive base, Rabbah holds, like we said, it's a divin the whole bag and a bag and a shatn is the whole bag and a shatn is. So it doesn't matter if it's made out of wool or it's made out of cotton. If part of the bag and it has shatn is, then the whole thing is shatn. According to the Rush, yesh l'stapek. Why? Because the Rush said that if you have tsemer on one end and pishtin on the other end, it's not connected. He didn't say clearly if you have tsemer touching pishtin on one end, and the whole beggar is klai.
You have
the tsemer and pishtin stitched together on one end. That's what we're talking about now, right? So that, the Rush is not clear, because the Rush didn't talk clearly about that.
Cotton jacket and it has a wool
handle in the
hood.
Can
you wear the jacket without putting the hood on?
So that's the like the Rambam, certainly not. And like the Rosh, yesh l'stapek. That's what he's saying. Because that's the Mechaber's case where one part of it is on you, one part of it is not on you. So Lemaiser, the Yehuda makes the Mechaber simple. He says Ashulchan is talking the beggar of the lekuli alma sauce, the beged is wool, and one end is linen. Certainly, the whole beged is shatnus. Okay. Seems there's no special gzeirah d'rabbanan here. Okay, maybe so. Well, that would be a chiddush on the part that's not aser, but on the part that's aser, it's that's pashut. Okay. So Siv Gimel, like I said, is relatively simple. Siv Dalid also looks easy. Asa lil baish klayim. It's asa for a person to wear shatnez at filaderech ara, even just for a minute. Kugay talis shel cotton. Afal pishe goli yaitze ba'ara. You have a beggar of a cotton, you'd be embarrassed to go out that way.
So what about trying on?
So try God, we're going to talk about it. It's Sifei Vav. That's going to be our big topic of the day. But right now, it says that a beged of shatnez is a zasser, even if it's a small beged that people are ashamed to wear, still it's zasser. What's the chiddush? Taz hay. Pirish, the chosha gadol enim is bayish. V'rogel harbei pa'amim latzis bebeged zel shekotin l'shuk. If a gadol would not be embarrassed to wear it, pshita da'asa. That's a beged gomer, a filian tzitzis. Elodim ain't a rogel eilch bezel l'shuk. You're really ashamed to go out with it. V'kabak l'yiklayim aser kol beged sheba oilam. Gabi Klayim, it doesn't matter, all begadim are aser, whether you're ashamed to wear it, not ashamed to wear it, nothing. If you're wearing a beged, it's aser. Doesn't matter if you wear it happily or you don't wear it happily.
The reason you're embarrassed again, because
you know it's shotness? No. You're embarrassed because it says on it a little tzaddik on it, you know, a little tzaddik or you know, like that. It says, so.
You didn't want to lie.
What? So I'll tell you, the chiddush really is almost no chiddush here, although he does bring an agos hashvi that argues. But the makar of this discussion is Hilchot Tzitzis. So I want to tell you a din in Hilchot Tzitzis. I'll tell you the bottom line and come back to what it says in Halacha. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to tell guys in yeshiva that if they want to do things right, they should never make a bracha on a talis cut. They should, certainly if you're married, you should wear... put on your talis cut in the morning and make the bracha on the talis gadol. But I had a chavrus of mine. He told him, you want to be mahadir, buy yourself a talis gadol. He was still a bacher. Have it in your room. The morning when you get dressed, make a bracha on the talis gadol and put it on for a minute. Now, I want to explain to you why Rav Yaakov said it's not even a big chiddush. To make a bracha on the talis cut is not a dover poshet at all. And the reason is the following. I'm reading now from Hilchot Tzitzis, Siman Tes Zayin, in Hilchot Tzitzis. There's a Mechaber and a Ramah regarding the size of a talis cotton that we wear. The Mechaber says, Shir talis, Shechayev Tzitzis, she is kasaba ba'iruch u'bereichiv, roishay v'rubay shel cotton. It's got it big enough to cover roishay v'rubay, it's enough of a cotton. How old the cotton? It's like the Mishmura, 9 years old. Where you get it from, not important now. But Rosh of Arubai, the head, and most of the body of a cotton, and Mishalach of Adi Bishok, old enough to go himself in the street. So, that shear, the Mishnah Berura says, is an amma, some say 3/4 of an amma, 18-inch baguette or a 24-inch baguette. Okay, it's hard to see that an 18-inch baguette would cover a 9-year-old. He would go out in the street that way. I don't know, does it mean without shirt or pants? Certainly not. I assume it means wearing pants and wearing it as a top baguette. What?
At least
4 feet. 4 feet. Oh, the child is 4 feet. Right, so I'm assuming, just otherwise the whole thing is very shvar, that he's wearing pants and he's wearing this as a baguette elyon. Otherwise, wow, you need a gigantic baguette. So I'm assuming he's wearing pants and this is he's wearing as a shirt. Would a child wear, some people wear 18 or 20 inch tzitzis. Would a 9-year-old go out to the street with 18 inch tzitzis? I don't think so, without a shirt. Just with that? Maybe yes, maybe not. But that's the mechaber. Ramah says, the shear has to be a shear that a gadol would sometimes wear it going out into the shuk. Now again, I assume it means he's wearing pants. And he would wear the talis cotton, this talis cotton, without any shirt, with anything on top of him, just this, and he would go out l'shuk. Now, none of us would go out l'shuk just with our talis cotton. It's just not a beggar that's appropriate. Even if it's an amma, we probably wouldn't go out. So the Pesachim struggle with this. Yeah. I think so. What? The style you may be ashamed of, but the size is plenty. You wrap yourself in a talis cotton. Well, it's size is plenty.
They make
sisters
out of t-shirts now.
That's
a hither.
It's a hither.
They make the easy
tits.
And they slit them up.
Easy to. Okay.
People
so maybe it's better. Yeah. Maybe. A godlo would go out in the street wearing just an undershirt.
Well,
a godlo?
No.
They don't have sleeves. They have no sleeves? I mean, the average person in this room. The average person in this room would go out with one of those undershirts. Yeah, you wouldn't go out that way. It has sleeves? I don't think it has sleeves.
Okay.
All right, I'm not the Mishnah Berura is matzik. I should say he's matzik. It bothers him this din. So Mishnah Berura brings two coolers. He says Gadol could be Ben Yigimel Shanim. Doesn't mean the people in this room will go out that way. So now if a 13-year-old will go out that way, that's good. One cooler. And Shuk, so he got to the marketplace. Says, oi, lepesach beisai barachai, when you can see him from the shuk. Uh-huh. All right, you know, sometimes you go, you take out the garbage or something, you know, so all right, you wear something a little less dignified. So when you take these two coolers, that's only a 13-year-old, and it's only a...
The first one is God, a God of the God. But
when you say
shuk, you say standing at the doorway.
So, the Maaser, the Mishnah Berura says... that the Mechabashit, which is an Amma, because an Amma you can't wear without tzitzis, you have to be Machmir. But to make a bracha, he says, you have to be Yaitzah the Rama also. You can't make a bracha without the Rama. He says, Hiskimu Achreinim Lahachmir, Shaloi Lavarech, Al Talis Katan, Avshiyesh by Rosh of Rubai Shokatan, Imagol of Ispai Shlosis by Bakroi Lashok. And Avshahuya, it says, Botodai Tezah Kala. All right. Anyway, this is where Rabbi Yaakov was coming from, that it's not so pashut to make a bracha on our talis cotton, which I don't think people would go out the shuk. And
all right,
Raisha Verubah shall cotton, Raisha Verubah shall cotton. You're not listening. Raisha Verubah shall cotton of a 9-year-old. Raisha Verubah shall cotton. It means it's big enough to cover his head and his body. The baguette is big enough to cover. You don't put the neck over his head. You take the, like you wear a talus, you put the one end of it over his head. It will be big enough.
are that big, because they all.
For a 9 year old, I think they are. When I was a bacher, a pub told me to do an atifa in the Talis Kotel every morning. When I put on, I did make a bracha, but I made an atifa. I put it the two straps. I put one on my head, one on my shoulders, and I did an atifa. I made a bracha in the morning. So he told me I didn't do Rav Yaakov said and buy a Talis Kotel. But there were pubs that I made.
Even if it's an
yeah, it's a short should be an armor.
So this is Makar. He's wearing his Talis Kotel when they're. Not still single.
No, that's not because they do.
Okay. Yeah. The question is why we don't. The question is why they do.
Why don't we?
Sfarim do.
I mean, listen. Yeah. Okay. At any rate, this is an aside for Sif Gimel and Dalu, which are relatively simple. Sif Hey and Vav are two Sifim that are the lumdis of Dov Shein Miskavin. We're all familiar with Psikresh, Dov Shein Miskavin, Lagabi Hilchos Shabbos. And here we're going to have a discussion of Dov Shein Miskavin and Psikresh, Le'inyin Shabbos. So let's learn Sifhei, which seems simple enough, and then Sifav. Even though Sifhei is only a Mechaber, we'll see in a moment, the Ramon, Sifav argues. So we have to learn Hei and Vav together. First Sifhei. Lo yilbish adam klayim arai. A person should not wear shatnez even temporarily. Afilu agabe asara begadim. Even you're wearing 10 items of clothing, they tell you to layer up. She'ein mahane klum, and it's hot. You have no benefit from it. Vafilu ligne vesameches. Even you want to get you want to beat the customs. So right to be customs, you're putting on. You're wearing it. They don't charge. Customs what you wear, so you're wearing a bunch of begadim. So what does it say? That's aser. In those days, they should have customs. Shlomo HaMelech, it says they rebelled against him. His taxes were very, very high. His taxes were one sixth of your income, and they rebelled because it was too high. Today, we'd be very happy with it.
What?
That was the whole rebellion.
And they were all millionaires.
I don't know if they were all millionaires, but...
How do you make 1,000?
Well,
that's after Meister.
What? That's after Meister. Okay, nowadays we also take money from Meister. Anyway, so everybody's bothered by the kasha. How are you allowed to skip tax? You're allowed to evade taxes? So this is addressed by the Taz of Cotton Vav. How could you evade taxes? We're talking about that type of tax, which is gezeila. Even though the government said it, if it's gezeila, then it's aser. But that which is appropriate for dina the machusa, vade aser legeizlai kimin shescharai min hamelach. That you're certainly not allowed to steal. And that's Mutta. So which taxes is Gneva, which is not? That's a different discussion for a different time. So we say now you're not allowed to wear begadim lignevis meches ubetur kosav kan lahatir. The Torah says it's Mutta, meaning Tazvav. Ubetur kosav kan lahatir. Vatam dabalei davashen miskavin. Says it's mutter because you know when you're wearing this, you're not interested in wearing it. You're interested in getting past the customs guy. So you know you're sweating underneath. You can't wait to get through. Vahada asruv emasnisim. It's a mishnah that it's asa. And Rabbi Yehuda the sviulei davishen emiskaven asa. I'm not coming alone. Krib Shimon the sviulei mutter. I say here we have to explain the mishnayos. And we shine him, and we'll understand the Machlais Machaber here. He calls it the Torah and the Machaber. In a minute, we'll see it's the Ramah and the Machaber. We're going to have now a list of cases where a person wears clothing for an ulterior reason. The normal reason to wear clothing is either to protect from the cold or the heat or the rain, for protection, and that everyone holds as a normal levisha, or for the look. The person wants to look a certain way, so he wears it. Other reasons are not a normal avisha. Wearing it to escape the meches is not a normal avisha. There are two mishnayis klayim. One follows the other, and the two mishnayis are sifhei and sifvav, and they seem to be a contradiction. One mishnah says that you're not allowed to wear clothing levrayach asameches, it's shatnis. To wear clothing to get past the customs, the duty fellow, that is usur, and that's the sif that we just learned, which seems to say if you're wearing shatnis for an ulterior motive, it's still shatnis. You're not wearing it for the warmth, you're not wearing it for the look, you're wearing it to get past the tax collector. So it says it's usur.
But you still want to wear it.
You want to wear it, but for an ulterior reason. The mice is the same, and the reason is a different reason. Okay. The next is, we're going to have in Sivav, you're selling garments, you're selling begad. You're a salesman, you walk from town to town selling them, so you put a cap on your head to, you're not interested in wearing it, not for the warmth, not for the look, just so people should buy it, or people should buy it from you. So you're wearing it for that reason, which is a also an ulterior motive. One case you're putting it on to escape the tax collector. One place you're putting it on to catch people's attention that this is a nice beggar. And there it says it's permissible. There it says it's mutter. Let's see Sivav. For Sivav actually brings two cases. Teifrek Sus, they're both in the Mishnah. Teifrek Sus, Teifrek Kedarka. You're a tailor. And you're sewing the baguette, maybe for a guy, it's Shabbos. Now, if you're sewing, the baguette is on your lap. It's warming you. Even though it's Shabbos, you're allowed to sew. As long as you're not mechavin, to protect you from the heat, or protect you from the cold or the rain. But snuim teifim baretz. Snuim means people are mechader. They don't let it on their lap, they let it down on the ground. This is clearly Dovid Shein HaMiskav. Right? If he's putting the beged on his lap, and if he's mechavim b'nei cold or heat, then it's aser, v'vashalei miskavim. So obviously, it's a Dovid Shein HaMiskav was saying it's mutter. Good? What's bothering you?
Sitting on the mat is worse than...
Sitting on the mat, you mean when you sit on a seat? It warms you up, doesn't it? It warms the your bottom up. Okay, we'll see one second. Good. B'chei meichrek sus, and so too a salesman, meichrek hidarkon, could sell normally. Again, you're doing something where if you're mechavin, it's aser, but it's mutter because you are. Meichrin kedarkon. What does that mean? That means, I understand, you're putting a baguette on, you're modeling it for your customers, and it's mutter, because it's davishen miskavin. That's snuim, again, those are mahad, they're bashila babakal. They hold it up on a stick.
That's where they
started
with mannequins.
So, okay. So what's going on here? It's aser. And you're wearing 10 layers. And it's aser. It doesn't say Vavashalay is Gavin. It says it's aser. And Sivav, where you're wearing it to model it for people, and we're saying that it's mutter. What's the difference? Now the Ramah says, Yesh matir afilu vash klayim koshein mechavin la'anasai. There are those who say all shatnez is mutter if you ain't a miskavin. Gan shalay vash klayim mahaver ameches. For example, if you're doing it to escape the tax, you want to show its size, and right, so Ramah is saying that Sifhei is also mutter. He's arguing that Ramah in Vav is arguing on the Mechaber and Hay.
What's he bringing in the second part of the Ramah, which is in here, is he's agreeing with the Mechaber.
He's agreeing, but he's throwing it back to Sifhei. That's really what he's doing.
The whole thing
is a connection to Sifhei. But he's not mechavin because of heat. and because of sun, because of rain.
So that's
right? He's wearing it in Sifav also. He's modeling it for people.
Oh,
so he's also wearing it.
But he's wearing it for a different purpose. For he himself, when he's wearing it for himself, he's wearing the beggar. When he's modeling for somebody else, it's for a sales purpose.
And when he wants to get past the tax collector,
that would be fair. But it's completely illegal there. So the fact is, there should be no way that this money.
There should be no way. So we're talking about where the taxes on Ashalei Kedin.
Yeah.
You ever heard of taxes that Ashalei Kedin? It means a Jew tax. They make a special tax against the Jews, you're allowed to invent it. That's really what it means. When they make a special tax against the Jews, it's, you know. I think in Hilchis Chasha Mishpat, it could be. I mean, they're just a bunch of hoodlums. Yeah, so I it could be, or it does say that it's not. There's no dina de machusa if it's a tax that's aimed at the Jews. It's also not considered dina de machusa. Okay, so, but well, you know, whoever it is that's collecting it, so I have to tell you the Mishnayim and the Mishnayos is the kasha, and they're basically two or three approaches in the Mishnayim. There in the Mishnayos. The Rash and the Bartanura say, like the Torah Taz just brought, that's a machlokes. One Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, one Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah of the tax collectors is going about the Yom Dov Shein Miskavin is Osir. See how to wear it, and the Mishnah with the Meichri Kedarka is Rabbi Shimon. So they argue, the two of them argue. Even in the Mishnah, it's a shtickle daichik to have two Mishnahs, one after the other. One stop Mishnah is like Reb Shimon, and one stop Mishnah is like Reb Yehuda. So Rishayim could say it, but the other Rishayim are not happy with it. Because it does have, well, one after the other, not so common to have two stop Mishnahs, one after the other. But at any rate, that's the... That's the terrace of the Rash and the Rav, and that's a shita that they argue of the Ramah. Ramah's going with that shita that the two Mishnayos argue, and therefore we don't pass them like the Mishnah that asks, which is Sifei.
It's modeling
so I'm not sure if it's a whole day or part of the day. Whatever qualifies as a double shed of Miskavim, whatever qualifies. And my wife has a book that she reads the kids with the guy with 10 hats on his head, you know, catch a sale, right? Okay. So I don't know the case. But enough that's a double shade of his gun, whatever the case. So according to the Rambam sheet, that they two argue. Now the Rambam, as you know, is a halacha sefer, and he just brings both dinim like the Mechaber. He obviously holds that they don't argue. So what's going on? And he brings both. So the Kesem Mishnah, which is the Beis Yosef, both in Kesem Mishnah and Beis Yosef, he says, one Mishnah is talking Levisha, wearing it is us, even Davar Sheino Miskaven. And the other Mishnah is talking about Halah, just throwing it over you. He says, it doesn't mean you're modeling it that you're wearing it. It means you have it on a hanger, you throw it over your shoulder, so it lies... In a proper way, and people could see it. So he's learning, like the Derech of the Maichrim, that's how they do it. And that's how the debate, this is the Maisik, Kesem Mishnah, Beis Yosef, that's what he says, Pshat in the Rambam. And in Meila, we now have a Chiddush, a bigger Chumrah than we started with. All Einam Eskavin dressing is Aser, and all Einam Eskavin Halah is Mutter. You and I are not wearing it for sales, and we're certainly not wearing it to get past the tax collector. We have this shaila when you try on a baguette in the store. And you want to try on a baguette. You're not mechavin to protect you. You're not mechavin really to look good for anybody. You're just trying it on so that later you should know if it's good or not. So let's go where we're holding so far. Let's go through two shitas. According to the Ramah, that's a machloikis. So we pass in Davar Sheino Miskaven is mutter. And if you'll agree, we can argue if wearing it in the stores of Davar Sheino Miskaven, but if you'll agree it's a Davar Sheino Miskaven, it might be a weekday you're wearing a Shabbos baguette, not because you want to look Shabbos dick, So you're trying it on for later. So according to that, it should be mutter. According to the Beis Yosef, that David Shein Miskava by Levisha is Asr, Halah is mutter. So then it should be Asr. Chayre, that's what comes out. Pashkafa Rishai.
Does that make sense if you know
the
doctor, if
you're
sure that it's
shot,
or even
stuff? Obviously, stuff would be more cooler, Dick, so we'll have to see. But I'm talking right now. So that's good. I'm glad you asked. Well, what's going on here with Dov Hashem and Miskaven? We know a psik resha is not a Dov Hashem and Miskaven. Something that's vaday happening is when you're wearing it, you're wearing it. You're not mechaven to wear it.
What do you want to accomplish? You want to accomplish
something. It said in Sivav that you can model the suit. That means it could be chavim nechama, but you're not mechavim for it. So, or you do look good in the suit. You're putting on a Shabbos suit. You try it on. You say, oh, you look good in that. Now, I don't care if I look good when I'm in the basement buying a suit, but...
If I put it on and maybe it'll warm me, maybe not.
It sounds like you're the Metzias where it's doing it, you're just not Mechavim for it. That's what it sounds like. Now this is a major problem. Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis asks the Kasha, the stira of these two Mishnayos. So again, the Rav said, and the Rash, and the Ramah goes, they two shittas argue. The Rambam, paskens like both. I accept Sikresha. So Tosfos, very puzzling Tosfos, Chavtes Amud Beis in Perikira, he says that when you're doing it to cheat the Meches, it's a Sikresha, and when you're doing it, Mechrik says Mechrik Adarkon, it's not a Sikresha, which is a very big puzzle. As to what it means, this is a psikration. It's not a psikration. Very, very hard to understand. But in Mechas, you're wearing it on top of a Temba Gadim, and it's a psikration. By trying it on to show it off to sell, you're wearing it normally, and it's not a psikration. Very, very puzzling. So the Pisrei Tshuva here in Sifkat and Hay brings a Merkavis HaMishnah. I think it's the only place. Merkavis HaMishnah is not a Halacha Sefer. It's a Lomdisha period safe on the Rambam. And I think it's the only place where he actually quotes the Merkavis HaMishnah. And he says a pshat in whether it's a tzik resha or not. It's a difficult Merkavis HaMishnah. And I'll hopefully get to it. I want first to go through the Halacha L'maisa, and then we'll try to deal with the with this issue. Okay, well, hopefully we'll get back to it. But I'm a Maramukha Maramukha. The Chachmas Adam is the first of the Paiskim that talks about going into a store and trying it on. The Chachzadim says it's Asr. You go into a store, you want to try on a suit or a coat, he says it's Asr. You got to check it for shatness first and try it on second. That's what he says. The question is why the Chachzadim is so machmir. So between me and you, it's not such a strong kasha. Because if you look in Bina Sadam and Islamdis, he holds that the Ikr is not like the Ramah, the Ikr is like the Rambam. And we just said, according to the Rambam, Levisha is Asa, Halah is Mutter. It's not such a pella that the Chachma Sadam paskins this way. But its question is, what to do Halacha L'maisa as far as trying things on? So, what? I mean, hopefully it's not shatness. Yeah, okay. Rabbi Avadi Yosef and Yabia Aimer has a long arichus on this discussion. As a matter of fact, if you want to have a tshuva that talks about everything you ever wanted to know about Psikreshah, so you look it up, it's Yabia Aimer Chelek Vav, tshuva Chav Zayin. You have to remember, Yabia Aimer is a Sfardi, who passes like the Mechaber and the Rambam. In the case of Mishnah, which is that Levisha is Asr. Levisha is Asr. So he says, the Ikra is like Tosfos. If it's not a psikresha, it's mutter. Now, those words, everyone would agree, of course not a psikresha, it's mutter. We just don't know what it means, what Tosfos means, that it's not a psikresha, it's mutter. So Reb Avadia is matir trying on clothing in a store based on the following tziruf. And one tziruf, as many of you said, is that it's only suffik shatnas. This is d'oraisa, it should still be awesome. So he's mitzarif to this two of the big discussions in the rules of psik reisha, which we'll review briefly. When? Well, in a sense, it depends if it's a Dabba Shayna Miskavin. But you're right, we should say so. He's mad based on the following. He says that snuin mafshilin. Everyone agrees it's a maila to not try it on until you're not sure it's not shabbos. But Mikra did. He's mitzaref here the sugya of suffix psikresha, which I want to explain to you because it's a. You say this dika machlaikis, the Tazer Rebbe Kiveger, and it comes up in all mitzayis of Dabba Shayna Miskavin. A psikresha is when something will definitely happen. Let's talk about Hilchas Shabbos. You drag a bench, you make a charitz on the ground, you're not mechavin, but if it's vaday going to happen, that is a psikresha. You might say that opening your refrigerator, you're not mechavin, the light goes on, but it's a psikresha, it's vaday going to go on, so you're not allowed to open the refrigerator and cause the light to go on. What does not psikresha mean? It means it may happen, it may not happen. I drag the bench, not such a heavy bench. It might make a charitz, it might not make a charitz. Who knows? That's not a psikresha. Question is, what about where you don't know if it'll happen because of something that happened in the past, not in the future? The two cases, the Taz's case, Rabbi Kiveger's case, are the following. The Rabbi Kiveger is going, is in the Basa B'Cholov, Simen Pei Zayin. There's a communal oven. Right? They used to have the baker's oven. Everyone in the community stuck in their pots. And everyone cooked the cholent, but not only cholent, all week. Goyim put in food also. So the shaila is, am I allowed to throw wood into the oven? I'm putting my cholent in or whatever I'm putting in. And I see the fire is not strong. I'm throwing in wood. Why am I putting in wood? I want to cook my pot of food. There are other pots. There may be a guy who has basa b'chalav cooking here. There may be a guy that has basa b'chalav. So it's a Dabba Shayna Miskavin. Is it a psikresha? This is called a psikresha l'sha'avar. In other words, if there's basa b'chalav, then it's psikresha. If there isn't, there isn't. But it's not like drinking a bench. Drinking a bench, I don't know what will happen. Will it make a charitz? Won't it make a charitz? Here, I taka don't know, but it's because of, I'm missing a fact that already exists. I'm missing a piece of knowledge which already exists. Is that mutter or asr? Same shaila would be if I walk down the street and I'm going to turn on a light. I know when I walk down East 21st, we go home on Leil Shabbos, the last house on the block. He has a sensor. When you walk by, the light goes on. So we know we cross the street before we get there. Or we watch the person in front of us turn on the light, and then we just follow. Now, let's assume that in and of itself is asr. Okay, it's dark, it's nichalei, and it's asr. But the guy sometimes remembers to shut it off before Shabbos, and sometimes forgets. I'm walking down, some weeks it goes on, some weeks it doesn't. I made a miskavin. Is that a psikresha? That psikresha? See, it depends on suffix l'sha'avar. Is it, did he remember to shut it off for Shabbos, or didn't he?
He has done. He has done.
What?
We know he has done.
Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Right, I know sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. It's a possibility, but it's not a certainty. So this amachlaik is the Taz of Mekiveg. The Taz is Mekel. It's not a psikresha. It's not definitely going to happen. It's not a psikresha. Rabbi Kiveger says that's not called a Dabba Shayna Miskavin. That's not called a non-psikresha. It's a psikresha. You just don't know the facts. But if the switch is on, it's definitely going to go. If there's basa b'chalav, you're definitely cooking it. So Rabbi Kiveger holds a suffix l'sha'avar is not a psikresha l'chumra, and the Taz is mekel. Now, the same thing by the shatnez. I'm putting on shatnez. I don't know. It's a suffix if it's shatnez or not. Is that called a psikration? According to the Taz, it's not a psikration. I'm not mechaven. I'm putting it on stamazai. I have a psikration. If it's shatnez, I'm certainly putting it on. So the answer is, like the Taz, it's a suffix. It's a suffix. I don't know. That's not vadai a psikration. When you're mechaven, you have to check. When you're not mechaven, it's a hetev. It's not a psikration. If you're mechaven to wear it for the cold and the heat, then it's certainly awesome. So, yeah.
When you're frying on the soup, there's like a buzzer that doesn't have the soup away, so this major usually has
shortness. Okay, so I guess the question you're asking is what percentage takes it out of psikration? It's certainly right that it's a tiny percentage that doesn't take it out of psikration. It's likely that Tep said miyachain, it's called a miyachain imatsui, is enough. But it's true, it depends what the odds are, you know. So this is a machlokes. Now this machlokes comes to a head in shilas of modern day refrigerators, even ovens. If you have an oven and there's an indicator light, it tells you when the fire's on and when the fire's off. When the fire is on, you can open the door. You're not causing anything to go on. It's on anyway. When the fire is off, so it's already a shiloh now. The fire is off. If I open it, I'm causing the fire to go on. So one could argue that should be awesome. We get into the pratim, but I don't have an indicator light. I don't know if the fire is on or off. Is that a psikresha? So that's the smachlag, it's Tazer of Kiveger. Kiveger says it's a psikresha, you don't know the fire is on, but it's either on or not on. It's a sub to Shava. If you can't know. If you can't know, usually you can't. Generally you can't know. And and according to the Taz, it would be mutter. According to the Taz, it would be mutter. So the agreed upon psak is that when it's a shiloh, a drabanon, we're make. Let's say a refrigerator. You don't know if by opening it, you're going to make the motor go on or not. So we're saimech on the Taz. There is, or there was about 5 years ago, a big tumult about diuresis. What happened is, the new refrigerators have numerous challenges, but we're talking about one specific challenge. Every refrigerator has today is a no-frost refrigerator. No-frost means it doesn't build up ice in the freezer like they used to. The walls used to slowly become caked with ice, and you had to defrost it every once in a while. So this is one of the joys of life that our children will likely not know. We have a defroster. What's a defroster? So there are three gulgulim. There are the old defrosters, the new defrosters, and now the new defrosters. Okay, the old defrosters were a shalom drabanan. It was an electronic component that went on every once in 24 hours. What did it do? When moisture built up on the coils, it warmed it. It evaporated evaporated. The new, which caused this tumult, had one or two differences. In other words, it works as follows. It's a gechela shomatris. It's actually a glowing piece of metal that causes the moisture to evaporate, which is the raisa. When you heat matris to a glow, that's the raisa. That's ash. It glows. No, not in the fridge. It's in the coil. It's not that hot. How hot is it? It's hot enough to glow.
I thought you said with angel or something.
At any rate, it glows. Plus, it doesn't work on a timer. It works based on how many times the refrigerator is open. In other words, as a computer chip that calculates the amount of times the refrigerator is open. Today, in refrigerators, everything has to do with efficiency, with the efficiency rating. And this is a way, if somebody goes away and the refrigerator stays closed for an extended period, you save money. The coil doesn't go on. It goes on based on how often the refrigerator is open.
The frosting, it should go on less. It's warm, when you open it, it warms there.
Yeah. So
it should go on less.
No, that causes the refrigerator to work more hours. In other words, the defrost depends on how often the refrigerator is working. Refrigerators, when the motor goes off and nothing's happening, it's not building up frost. It's only there for us when it works, when it draws out the warmth. When it draws out the warmth condenses. Right? When if you
open, it's not going to frost.
If you leave the door open, it will defrost.
I mean, it won't frost.
It will. If you leave the door open, the coils will get full of moisture.
It won't
defrost.
It'll keep on working.
It won't defrost. No, you're right. If you leave the door open, it's not going to build up ice on the inside.
No,
but you see, building on the inside is not the machla. It's the symptom.
No.
On the coils are going to get full of vapor.
Because
it's drawing out warm air. Drawing out warm air is what causes the vapor to condense. And so the coil that they left out was the lead that Rabbi Cheskel Roth put out in the paper, that the new refrigerators are problematic, because why don't we send the chadetaz by the rabbanim for the old refrigerators? But now it's gechel shamatchis, and now it's a deraisa. So once it's deraisas, so we have a problem. This was his psak, and lishitasai. You wouldn't be allowed to open an oven either, because when you don't know if it's on or off, because it's a suffix secretia, you may be doing a deraisa, may be causing the fire to go on. Now, mitzi deinu. You can just hold the rabbanon. There's no. The sort of the pushback on this is, first of all, three things. First of all, Ramosha passed is like the Taz, even by Dairisis. The subsequacious mutter. In Chelik Dalit Arachayim Tshuva Ayin Dalit, which is his psukim to Rav Shimon Eider, he says you're allowed to open up an oven, even if you don't know if the oven, even if you know that if you don't know if the oven is on or off, you're allowed to open it. He passes like the Taz, even by a suffix secretion. Number two. What?
You can open up and the light will then go on?
No, when the fire will go, might go on. The fire may be on already, or it might go on if you open it. Yeah, that's what he said.
The fire. The light is off.
I'm talking about the light.
You open up the oven.
Right.
It may go off. It goes on in 5 minutes. Maybe otherwise it'll go on. In
that's also really. Minutes. That's also really a suffix secretion. We don't know if the thermostat is. It depends if the thermostat is half a degree away from putting on the fire. Then when you open, it'll go. If it's 3 degrees away, then it won't. That's also a suffix ratio. You don't know the Metzias. Right? That's his case of suffix l'shavar, suffix ratio. So Rav Moshe is making up a deraisa. The Bir Halacha in Shin Tes Zayin brings the Taz. It's interesting. He didn't see the Rebbe Kiva Eger. The Rebbe Kiva Eger is in our Shulchan Aruch. The Rebbe Kiva Eger in Yerodea wasn't in all the Shulchan Aruch. And the Bir Halacha on his own, yes, on the Taz, that this is psikreshul l'shava. Why you makel? Then he writes achakach mitzasi chuvus the Rabbi Kivegas agoyes. He says the same thing, and at the end he's makel. He brings a raya from a Ramban Shabbos Daf Chavkos, and the Ramban is talking by a deraisa, by suffix kresha, by a deraisa. He's talking by being mitzarif kalim, putting hot water into a new keli. The first time you put hot water into a new keli, it's mitzaref. It's a makam apatish on the keli. So the Ramban says, if you don't know if this keli was ever mitzaref before, it's a suffik, it's not a psikresha. And here it's also a shavar. So we have Ramosha's makam by deraisa, and Bir Halacha appears to be makam by a deraisa. Plus, it's a very geshmaka Rabbi Kiva Eger in the very geshmaka Egris Moshe on Yeredeh Simon Sadik Beis. I think Siv Gimel or so. It talks there that milk fell into a pot of cholent. It fell on one piece of meat in the pot of cholent. You don't know which one. You spritzed in. You run over. Ramos says, what do you do? Click. Milk fell in. What do? It says you stir it. Immediately. You stir it. Why are you stirring it? Because you want to see if it'll be bottled with shishim. You're not sure if it's shishim. If it stays on one piece, you don't stir it. You don't know which piece it is. says quickly stir it. And after you stir it, you'll give it to a kfeila to taste if it has the taste of milk. Now whether we give it to taste is not our issue at the moment. But he says stir it. So Rabbi Kivega says, stir it? Bishul basa b'chalav is this a deraisa. And you don't love it as shishim. You're going to have to taste it. How are you allowed to stir it? So for Moshe, Rabbi Kivega is l'shitasai. It's a suffix l'shavar. You don't love this shishim or not. Kivega l'shitasa, he asked this kasha, how are you allowed to stir it? Why does he ask the kasha? Because l'shitasa, he holds that suffik, if it's, you're not mechavin to cook basa b'chalav, you really want to be mevatel it. And so b'kivega is l'shitasa. But what's the teretz? What's the teretz? So Ramesha says, the chumrah of suffik l'shavar, even if you hold like Rabbi Kivega, is only on something that you could find out. Like you're putting wood into the oven, and you don't know if the guy's cooking basa b'chalav. It's possible to find out. You can open the pot and look in. It's shayach to find out. When it's shayach to find out, so then the amachmirim safik l'shaver is not a psik resh. But something you can't possibly find out. You can't know. There's a spritz of milk in there. Without stirring it and tasting it, you can't know if there's shishim. Something you can't know is never a psikration. Something is possible. I'm walking down the block. It's possible I can find out if the guy turned on his switch or didn't turn on his switch. How do I find out? I just wait a few minutes or someone else walks down the block and I'll see. It's shy to find out. To that, Rabbi Kivega asks. But something that you cannot find out, it's not shy to find out, he doesn't answer. And that would be a heter also on these refrigerators. It's not possible to know at any given moment if the coil is about to be sealed. When you open the door, you will cause the coil to go on. It won't cause it to go on. So the mela, this is a heter. What?
You open the door and find out.
You can't see if the coil is on or not. The coil of the defroster, you can't know. The light of the refrigerator could go, but not the coil of the defroster. What you're saying may be true, I have no idea. I'm not even talking about the compressor, now I'm talking about the coil. Now it happens to be, we have upstairs someone here in the shul who's a technician for refrigerators, and he told me that those new refrigerators are already out of style. Today, there are no coils, they're just tiny wires wrapped around, there are no glowing metal. The tiny wires that come wrapped around the coils, and they defrost it with a tiny bit of heat, and it's much more efficient. So it doesn't even exist anyway, this shy. Yeah.
There's a new company now that's got to sell myself. They made a request. I don't know which company it is. They have now got Shabbos
laws. So they have. This is, see, in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is to be machmir on some of the coolest of refrigerators. It's a share on itself. In Eretz Yisrael, it's already many years, already 10 years, that people buy refrigerators with Shabbos Hechsher. Is that what you're buying, Mark? Yeah. They have two companies, Somet, and what's the other one?
The other one
is Super From. They show, yeah, well, it's a refrigerator, but at least they're not out on Shabbos. One minute. But, Sabbath modes. But you should know that according to the minig of the Paiskim in America, for various reasons, this whole thing doesn't apply. I remember about 10 years ago, Rabelski's son, who was living in Eretz Yisrael at the time, he called me. He said, I keep on trying to talk to my father about the refrigerators. In America, no one knows anything about this. In Eretz Yisrael, they only buy with a Shabbos Hechsher. In America, they don't have it. My father keeps on brushing me off. He said, why do you keep on brushing me off? I told him, according to Opsak, there are Psakim I haven't mentioned here, that we have no issue with these refrigerators for numerous good reasons that are lechat chilum. And there it's sort of chumrah gabe chumrah that they're machmir. So whatever. So our refrigerators are not a problem, except those refrigerators that when you open the door, they automatically, the motor goes off. They have that, and they sell in the stores little magnets that you put on to fool the refrigerator. But what? Okay, whatever you do to get it. You know, we used to tape down mine, I still tape down the plunger, but the newer ones, you need a magnet to do it. But that's the one good thing about the internet, is you just Google your model and they tell you. And they tell you, even some of them, you can order the magnets online, some of these companies. But one second, I just want to say, my point about the refrigerators is one thing. Getting back to Rav Avadya's tshuva, Rav Avadya is saying that to try on a suit is a davar shein miskaven, and according to the Taz, it's not a psik reisha. Because since it's a suffix, if it's shatnez or not, it's not something you can be mavar. And you look at the label, if it says shatnez, you're not going to wear it. So you can be, but they can't. The store's not going to let you check it. Assuming the store won't let you check it, right? So assuming that you can't be mavar, so then, so he's meikel. He's mitzarif the sheet of the aruch. The aruch taisik suvus davzayin holds psik reisha the loynichalei is mutal lechatchila. The Aruch Shita is, Psikreshi Lo Nichalei is Motu, we don't pass like the Aruch, but he's Mitzarev, the Aruch, the Psikreshi Lo Nichalei is Motu, so Lo Yichpis Lo Nichalei is the same thing. And the Shita of Safak L'Sha'avar is not a Psikreshi, plus the Shita of Taisvis, that for whatever reason, the Markevus HaMishnah explains, Bechlal, it's not a Dovashenim, it's not a Dovashenim, it's not a Psikreshi. So bottom line, what we have here in Sefei and Sevav is a list of Dabba Shein and Miskav. We're going to have additional cases. We really have to go back. We talked about wrapping the leashes around your hand to pull the animal. It also seems to be a Dabba Shein and Miskav. Unless it's a cold day and you're really happy the leash warms, so to wrap a leash around your hand is an issue. So we have to go back to that. But we will get back to it on the next page. So again, to go over, what we basically said is that there's a stira to Mishnayis, if you're wearing begadim for other reasons. Either it's a machlaikis, pligi, in which case the Ramah is mekel. That's mutter, that's our best way out. The Ramah is mekel. Ice of secretions, that's a kasha, the atarutzim. But the mice of the Ramah is mekel. Or, like the Rambam Shita and the Machabi Shita, who's machmer on Levisha, mekel on Allah. See, here Rav Avadya is meikel with the tzerufim by suffix shatnez, not by vade shatnez. So the bottom line is to try on clothing is if you know it's shatnez, it's aser, chachmas adam asers. If it's a suffix shatnez, which is the case in our situations, where it's a suffix shatnez, so there's vade yesh al milismach, hatznuah mafshilin, if it's shayach to be machmir, you're machmir. But mikra adin, it's something that's mutter. Okay.